Church. What a wonderful privilege to be able to share the word of the Lord with you today. In spite of all the fear that is going on and all the unrest we're experiencing right now and in this moment, I still want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to pray with each other, to encourage each other and be a source of support to each other. Just like the scripture says, iron sharpens iron. And I am thankful for that. Few days ago, I was checking online and I come across this acronym, VIRUS. V-I-R-U-S. VIRUS. And one of the acronyms says, Vital Information Resources Under Siege. Virus. Another one said, very important resource under siege. Virus. It got me thinking. I said how true this is when it comes to our faith. And right now, while this might be true on the scientific aspect, but I believe that it is so true in our spiritual life as well. What is under attack right now is our faith. It's not just about a physical infirmity or physical epidemic. It is our faith. The very essence of our faith is what is currently under attack by the enemy. And so today I'll be talking to us about gold in the furnace. Would you read with me a few scriptures before we delve into the word? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 says, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 14 through 24. And this is from the NASB version. It says, we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now, may the God of peace, this is like a beautiful benediction. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, a lot of women will connect with gold. Because we like the bling. It's typical. We like the bling. We like the shine. And that's not to say men don't like gold. But it's just that it's a thing for women because we like jewelry. Now, I myself come from a gold culture, so to say, my part of the country actually tend to value gold much more than we do diamond. And in fact, you get gold from your dowry when the husband brings the wedding dowry. They'll bring some gold jewelries for you, and if you happen to be from a very rich family, actually they can give you a gold jewelries, not just as ornaments as jewelries, but they can give it to you as part of inheritance. And so we tend to value that. But what makes gold very precious? I read that on a periodic table, actually the element gold is really unattractive because it does not really attract many other elements or metals. It is in a class, a separate class of its own with a few other such elements like platinum and uranium and others like that. So what makes gold precious? Well, gold is extremely dense and it's easy to carry about. Actually, you can put your entire gold wealth in your handbag and get going, and no one will know that you are carrying such a massive wealth. And as I think about the qualities and the characteristics of gold physically, I tend to kind of see a connection with our human lives. You see, people tend to easily move. And people can easily just move around, migrate from one place to another. In fact, one of the major challenges of this virus right now is the fact that people move, and it becomes increasingly difficult with the movement of people to contain the virus, because as people move, they spread the virus. So with us as well, human beings. Just like gold, we move around. And so gold is easy to carry about. One other thing about gold is the fact that it does not corrode. In essence, it never loses its value. Gold can never lose its value. And I remember having a particular few pieces of gold jewelry that were given to me by my mom when I was very young, and I still have them, and they look as good as it was bought yesterday. It never loses its value. It's still gold. And so the same thing with the human life. The human life is precious. It doesn't matter in whatever form it comes. The fact that it's a living, breathing human life, it is precious and valuable. Now, I understand that sometimes we have people who are sick or who are born with disabilities. And yeah, and we refer to some of those people as invalid. But remember, they might be invalid, but they are not unvalued. So the next time you are tempted to look down to a person of disability, know that they might be invalid because they are unable to carry out certain tasks or certain physical movement or physical things with their bodies. But that doesn't in no way, it doesn't reduce their value. Before God, suddenly, they were the same as every other human being. And we see that beautiful illustration when in John 3:16, where the Bible says that for God so loved the whole world and he gave his one and only son, for whosoever, and that whosoever, that statement on its own actually covers everyone, indicating that each one of us is valuable before God, and each one of us has such a great value before God that it's worth Jesus coming to die for such a soul. What an incredible value that God placed on the human life. Another thing about gold is the fact that it has no grade, per se. Well, some people argue that it does have grade, and others argue that it doesn't have grade. In the sense that gold is gold. Whatever happens, gold is gold. The only difference is actually the purification. It depends, depending on the amount of impurities or alloy it contains. Otherwise, it is still gold. So when you have a low-grade gold, like 9 carat, 12 carat, 14 carat, they are still gold. The thing is, they're not purified to that level of the purest form. of which the purest form of gold is the 24 karat gold, which actually has about 9.9999 purity. And so, it again, we see the depiction of, it doesn't matter whether you are Latino or African or Asian or Caucasian, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you are a valuable life before God. And He cherishes you. He cherishes that life in you. And gold is recognized all over the world. And one major thing is the fact that gold has to be tested in order to verify whether it is true gold or not. I will come to that in a bit. But that is this is around the area where I will actually rest the most of my exaltation this morning from. The fact that gold has to be tested, or gold has to be purified. And that purification of gold is what proves the genuinity or genuineness of the gold. And how is that purification done? It is done by applying excessive temperature to that gold metal. And we're not just talking about just light temperature of 100 degrees, the boiling point of water. Gold only melts at about 1,064.18 degrees centigrade, which is an equivalent of 1,947.52 Fahrenheit. Massive heat. And that is the melting point of gold. And automatically, gold, when it melts, the impurity begins to seep out on its own. It just begins to seep out. And then you end up with this pure 24 karat gold, one of the most valuable grade of gold. Now, there is no perfection without refinement. Just like a popular Chinese proverb says, as gem cannot be polished without friction, so man cannot be perfected without trials. It only confirms the word of Psalms 12 verse 6, when David said, for every word God speaks is sure, and every promise is pure. His truth is tested, found to be flawless and ever faithful. It's as pure as silver, refined seven times in a crucible of clay. That was from the Passion Translation. The Word of God has been tested, and it's just like that. And likewise, our faith, just like we read in Peter, our faith, and that is what most of us do not understand whenever we are faced with challenges and difficulty. And I am still learning. I am still in that school, still learning to appreciate why God makes me go through certain heat at certain times of my life. Yes, most of us want the shining of the gold. We love the blink. But what most of us do not want to come to terms with is going through the purifying fire. Jesus tells us that we will go through fire. We will go through different kind of tests. But we need not to fear this test. Just like gold, it is designed to burn away the impurities of our lives. Those things that prevent us from being in that purest state of 24 karat gold, the purest state in our relationship with the Lord Jesus, the purest state of reflecting the image and the personality of Christ. That is what the fire of purification does. And Jesus says, we need not to fear this fire of purification. And this fire of purification will sure come, for sure. I don't know in what form they might come. You do not know in what form they may come. It could come through failure. It could come through poverty. It could come through the death and loss of a loved one. It could come through a loss of a job. It could come through epidemic, like what we're feeling right now. And as a result of this epidemic, there are all kinds of fear and anxiety built up in us, because we're not in control. So many uncertainties. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. No one knows when schools are going to resume. No one knows when vaccines are going to be available. No one knows when cure is going to be discovered for this deadly virus. But Jesus said not to be afraid of this, because this, even though we feel as though we are in the furnace, this is a refining fire that will refine our faith and draw us closer to Him. Why is this important for us not to fear? It is important for us not to fear because God is faithful to His word. He is not just dumping us in the fire and leaving us to find a way of escape all by ourselves, or leaving us to burn until we are consumed. No, no, no. He is there watching. He knows the exact temperature. He knows the exact process. And He is there watching until we reach that perfection and He takes us out of it. And so while we are in the fire, it's important to remember key things. And Jesus, in John chapter 15, verse 11, spoke to His disciples and He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might be in you and your joy may be full." What are these things that Jesus told them? If you go back to that same chapter, verse 9, you will see what Jesus was telling them. And He was telling them His love, how much He loved them. Let me just read this out here directly from the Word of God. And Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. I've told you these things so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." To remain in His love. Remaining in His love is key. And some of us, unfortunately, some of us hate to remain in His love, especially when we feel that we are in the burning furnace of His love. We are in a furnace where our faith is being refined. Oswald Chambers, in one of his devotions, says, "Some of us really, when the heat of the furnace purification of God gets too hard, a lot of us will want to take up our sacrifices and run away. We say, 'No, I can't endure it. God, this is too much.' But no, He tells us to remain until the purifying work of God is complete and finished. No wonder one preacher said, Christianity is a life of painful joy. Painful joy. Because when we come out of that purifying fire, we come out better, sharper, more beautiful, more trusted, more reflecting the character and the image of Christ. But when we give way to fear, when we give way to fear, we're not worthy of the kingdom. We're not worthy. Proverbs 24, verse 10 says, "If you fail under pressure, your strength is small." If you fail, other translation says, "If you fail in the times of adversity, your strength is small." And Jesus in Luke chapter 9 said, No one who puts his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. So friends, I know where we are right now might feel like furnace. It might feel like we are going through fire. But let us take heart and know that the trying of our faith will produce good result, will yield good result. Hallelujah. Now, one other thing about fire, the fire of purification, it actually, when it comes to gold, that fire actually reveals the true identity of that piece of metal. Because, you know, as the popular saying goes, not all that glitters is gold. So fire of purification exposes or reveals the true identity of the metal. And in the fire, you are able to take really which are the fake pieces of gold, like the fool's gold. Brass, iron, copper alloy, and all of those. What happens is that a lot of this fake gold, when you put them in the heat, they suddenly darken or change colors because they are not the real deal. Fire exposes them. The fire of purification exposes them. It exposes the fakeness of that. And the same thing with those metals that are gold plated. When you put them through the fire, at that melting point, the gold that is overlaid in that piece of metal melts away, exposing the actual metal that is inside, that is made of inside. Isn't it true that a lot of us who claim we love Jesus, and when we find ourselves in the fire of purification, that the very thing that is supposed to purify us, but when we know that our hearts have not really and truly cling to Jesus, and we have not truly surrendered to Jesus, if we know that we were caught up in playing religion and caught up in just going to church and just following the crowd, the fire of purification proves the genuineness of our faith. It proves the genuineness of our faith. Friends, my question to you is, are you the real deal? This is a time to begin to examine yourself. In the past couple of weeks, the man of God has been exalting us and has been telling us God is speaking. He's speaking through those things that's going on. He's speaking through our situation right now. Are we listening to him? And I believe God is speaking, just like he spoke to Peter. And he said, lovest thou me more than these? God is speaking to us. Do you love me only when you are out of the fire? Is that the kind of faith you profess? Is your faith just plain religion? Or is your faith only involved in just worshiping with your mouth and empty on the inside? Just like that piece of fake gold, that piece of metal that is fake on the inside and overlaid with gold on the outside. This is the time to check out the genuineness of our faith when we are in the fire. And let us take that opportunity and say, Lord, purify me through and through until you see yourself in me, until you see your reflection in me. So in this time of despair, in this time of fear. Three things I want to leave with us. Do not let your heart faint and give way to fear. Trust that in all these things, God is working together for the good of those who love Him, according to Romans 8:28. Number two, stick with God through this period of heat in the furnace. Stick with Him, and you will see the promises of Isaiah 43 coming right through. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave nations your place. Otherwise, were given in exchange for your life. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. And the beginning of verse 5 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. It doesn't matter what fire you might be going through right now. I know all of us are going through this fire of this virus. And let us remember that it is not just our health that is under attack. It is our faith that is under attack. And as Satan attacks our faith, let us not give way. To us, we know that we are only in this period, in this furnace, as a moment of purification, because we know that in the end, we will come out strong. We will come out strong in truth. And finally, amidst this growing fear and uncertainty, amidst the growing number of confirmed cases and rising death toll, more airlines are suspending flights to China, more foreigners are leaving the country, and a lot of us who remain, it's as though we have no options or no opportunities to either leave or go somewhere safer. But let us not allow this vital information resources that is under siege, the information that God is with us and that He is our shield and our safety and His promises for us. The information of His promise, this vital promise that we grab hold of in this time, we must not let that go. We must hold firm to it, because that's the very thing that Satan is trying to attack, so that we will turn around and feel frustrated and blame God and feel discouraged and despair, like we don't have hope. And instead, let us turn around and be like the Thessalonians. The voice of Paul echoing to the Thessalonians. The scripture where we read first, where Paul said, I urge you, brothers, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirits. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to of that which is good and abstain from every form of evil. Hallelujah. And final benediction. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you as you go through this fire of purification and sanctification. Sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who called you, and he also will bring it to pass. God bless you. Remain standing firm in him until we see him. No harm shall come near you. Shall we pray? Father, I thank you because of the entrance of your word. I might not have said it clearly. I might not have said it eloquently. But I thank you because you are able to take this word and divide it into 100 pieces and speak it directly to each heart so that it will minister in a specific area of need. I thank you because when we go back home and reflect on this message over and over again, your spirit will continue to pound on it until it has its full purpose and accomplish what you have sent it forth in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. May our faith hold firm as it goes through this fire. May it come out shining like the purest gold that will reflect glory and honor to your name here on earth until we see you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The heat melts. The heat melts. The heat burns. The heat purifies. Oh, glory. The heat tests. I can hear someone say, oh, Lord, keep the heat coming on. No little wonder James says, rejoice when you pass through trials, through persecutions. Oh, glory, that was the word for the hour we are in. God has spoken through his anointed vessel. I am blessed. I don't know about you, but I know I am blessed. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying now to this country, now to the church, now to the world. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you are valuable and more precious than gold or silver. And that is a truth fact. Do you need any proof? Do you need any proof? If gold or silver, diamond or any precious jewels is what you, God who made that gold, that precious jewel, could have used it to purchase, redeem you, if you will. But the only thing worth you or could redeem you is the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Logical reasoning puts it that you are worthy as the Son of God. You know, you can't give your best, talk less of your life for something that is of less value. After the fall of man, God made a promise of a Savior, and he has fulfilled that promise. We are all here today as testimony of that truth. The fulfillment of that promise. Hallelujah. Beloved, our God never fails. and will never fail in keeping all his promises he has made to you. He is the covenant promise-keeping God. Do not doubt his promises. God's promises, oh, God's promise is a sure word. He honors his word. Whatever he has spoken about you, it will come to pass. No matter how long it takes, it only awaits the beautiful time God sets and say hallelujah. When God appeared to Abraham in Genesis 12, 7 to 8, God promised him that he will give him as an inheritance the land to his descendants. The Bible tells me that Abraham believed God. Abraham then did what? He built an altar and worshiped God Almighty. Abraham worshiped God Almighty. The promise of God made him to worship God. Hey, come on. I bet you know better what it means to worship God. It goes beyond singing songs. It goes beyond just religious rituals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God has made uncountable promises to you this year. That is why he brought you into 2020 to build an altar and worship him. He said he will protect you and no harm shall come upon you. Come on, build an altar on that promise and worship him. In the midst of this outbreak, he said he will bless you. He will bless the work of your hands. Build an altar on that promise and worship him. He said, don't consider the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Build an altar on that promise and worship him. He said, in the midst of this corona outbreak, I will protect you. No harm will come upon you. Build an altar on that promise and worship him. He said in Jeremiah 51:30, you are my battle axe, a weapon of war. For with you I will break the nation in pieces. With you I will destroy kingdoms. Build an altar on that promise and worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this one now. Listen to this one. He said, I will not leave you till I bless you. That's God saying. I will not leave you until I bless you. Come on, build an altar on that promise and worship him. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Build an altar on that promise and worship him. Oh, glory. I am excited. Hallelujah. Finally, brothers and sisters, my children in the Lord, co-laborers in the Lord, during this time we came together, we prayed together, we interceded together, together we listened to God, we encouraged each other, we prayed for each other, we interceded. Yet the journey continues. The theme of the year says it all. Stand firm as the journey continues in truth and love of God till we see him, until we behold him. Brothers and sisters, do not rest until Jesus is exalted in every area of your life. You will not rest until you see Jesus in your room, in your campuses. You will not rest until you see Jesus in your family, in the life of your friend, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your business place. We will not rest until we see Jesus in this land. We will not rest until we see the cross is lifted above every high place in this place, every high place in our lives. All that you have to do is to remember, you don't have to fight the battle. It's the Lord and he has won. Stand on victory ground. No matter what it may look or be. All that you have to do is stand firm in his truth and in his love. Whatever he has spoken will come to pass. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord watch over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful opportunity to be together. Hallelujah. We worship you. We adore you, O God. Thank you for being in the midst of us. Because your word says when two or three are gathered, you are in the midst of your children. We don't have to be in a physical building. You didn't say, you didn't give condition. It has to be in the sea. It has to be anywhere. Wherever we are taking over the airways. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now until we behold him coming in the clouds, until we behold him in every area of our lives, until we see Jesus when we turn to the left, to the right, go in his peace, go in his security, go in his blessings. It is well with us. Amen and amen.